1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for over 65 years. They're open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. Come visit the Chicken House to see their newly remodeled dining room and for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support. They look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 14th of March, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Newman Regional Health Cardiopulmonary Director Donnie Bellamy and Pulmonary Rehab Case Manager Connie Coble. Connie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great.
Good
How are you?
Good morning.
All right. Donnie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I've got to ask, guys, with Pulmonary Rehab Week ending here this week, but also, you know, marking that one-year anniversary of helping patients breathe easier through pulmonary rehab services here locally, Donnie, I'll start with you. How big of a milestone is it to get to 1 year here of this specific service at Newman Regional Health?
Oh, I think it's a huge milestone. You know, going into this, you know, we knew we had a lot of patients that we could help, but we didn't know, you know, really, whenever you start a new service line like that, you know, how it's going to take off. But, you know, it's very clear now that we've found the right people. You know, we've got Connie Coble doing a great job just setting this whole program up. Sharon Williams helping with the education and the exercise and the classes. And, you know, the program's just really done so well. So this first year, just to see it take off like it has been just fantastic.
So the need, obviously, Donnie, is there. So patient numbers, they have been, what have you, they looked like here this past year?
Well, we've had, how many graduates have we had, Connie? It's been...
We've had over a dozen, so our numbers are still relatively small, but we've screened probably 60 or more possible candidates. And we've had many more go through the program, but to actually get completely through it without having to leave for one reason or another and graduate, we've had over a dozen graduates.
You've had a lot of referral applicants, though. And Donnie, what does the program consist of? What exactly are you helping out with here with your patients?
Well, it's a lot of education, and it's a lot of stretching, exercising, you know, improving exercise tolerance and education on medication and oxygen and how and when to use those things, and kind of trying to decrease the stress around those portions. You know, these people are struggling to breathe, and there's a lot of information with medications that's hard to understand. And if you get that thrown at you two or three times, that's one thing. But if you come to this program and it's, you know, over and over again, you have a resource, somebody to ask questions and get answers on how these things really work and when you should use them, I think that's huge for our patients, just to help them have a better quality of life and, you know, reduce their hospitalizations. You know, that's the ultimate goal, is to keep these people as healthy as we can.
Connie, when it comes to, you know, folks that are accepted into the pulmonary rehab program and then, you know, set up on their way to graduating and an easier, healthier, and better life, what are some of those, and I know we can't go into specifics, there's certain rules in play with that, but what are some of the conditions that pulmonary rehab patients are coming to you when you start those processes along?
Probably the biggest one is COPD or emphysema. These patients have had chronic lung disease for some time and become, you know, debilitated. So trying to build them back up, and it's amazing, even though someone may have had COPD for 15 years, there are still tidbits of information that they've missed along the way that we can provide. So COPD is a big one. We do treat patients with asthma, history of pulmonary embolism. Sometimes patients who had COVID that they just can't quite bounce back from and have symptoms ongoing for weeks and months and sometimes years after experiencing that, those patients also qualify. There's a bit of a curve according to insurance. You know, some different things are accepted and with different insurances, but for the most part, those are kind of the main ones.
Donnie, how long is a pulmonary rehabilitation program lasting, or does that vary from individual to individual?
That can also vary with insurance, but, you know, typically we would like to do 8 to 12 weeks.
Okay.
Just get as much information to those patients as we can.
Understood. Again, we're joined by Donnie Bellamy and Connie Coble here, Newman Regional Health Pulmonary Rehabilitation, and coming here with Pulmonary Rehab Week coming to a close here. Donnie, what are some of the different things that you guys have been doing here through the unit and maybe through the hospital to really mark Pulmonary Rehab Week and really highlight what you guys have been doing, at least in-house?
You know, there was a really nice Facebook post with, you know, we've had some patient testimonies and, you know, a lot of recognition just for, you know, we had Pulmonary Rehab Week last year, but we were just getting started. So with this one being our first, you know, full year Pulmonary Rehab Week and seeing the program being such a success, you know, we really wanted to make Connie and Sharon just feel super valued and appreciated for the care that they're giving these patients.
You got two good ones there, that is for sure. I know Connie's been busy. Connie yeah. worked with me in cardiac rehab for...
I'm telling you.
I know, so Connie's busy, and they know their stuff there. I can certainly attest to that up in the
Absolutely.
Cardiac... Yeah, in the pulmonary rehab. So, Donnie, these patients come into you referral-wise, is that how that works?
Yeah. If you have questions about pulmonary rehab, just talk to your primary care physician or provider and, see if you can get a referral for pulmonary rehab and we'll, you know, get you on the list. Connie will work through the ins and outs of the insurance and qualifications and try and get you in to get the benefits of this program.
And Connie, from your perspective, how gratifying is it to, you know, see patients now over the last year get themselves in that better health position based off of the information and really the guidance that you and the other staffers have been able to provide?
Well, that's been entirely the best part. We have seen better patient outcomes than we expected or hoped for, and it's been really fun to watch people's success. We see that they've improved. Sometimes it takes them a little bit longer to notice, but I think they learn to trust the process. They get partway through the program and realize that they're doing better in some way, and that just makes it easier for them to continue on and push themselves a little more. And we have some objective surveys that measure different aspects of their health, and we've just, the first several graduates we had, we were just blown away by those results, helping people in ways we didn't even expect to.
And I tell you what, Connie, that's a nice photo of you and Sharon holding a whole lot of daisies.
Those were from a patient who was really grateful for the assistance we provided, so that was really nice.
Outstanding. All right. Well, Donnie, anything else you wanted to add here about pulmonary rehab services at Newman Regional Health or Pulmonary Rehab Week?
I'm just thankful for the opportunity to be able to provide this, you know, and we're thankful for, you know, this opportunity to share it with the community. It's a great service and highly recommended for our, you know, large COPD community. Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of COPD out there, so it's a great service to have.
Indeed it is. Well, Connie, thanks for your time. Thanks for all you do.
Well, thank you, and you're welcome.
Donnie, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too. That's Newman Regional Health Cardiopulmonary Director Donnie Bellamy and Pulmonary Rehab Case Manager Connie Coble celebrating 1 year of Newman Regional Health Pulmonary Rehabilitation. Jack?
Great stuff. And I want to let you know, too, that next week's Newsmaker spots currently are open for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And even though that's spring break week here, those slots will probably fill up fairly quickly for next week. So call us if you want one of those, 620-342-1400, or email kvwe@kvwe.com. Monday we'll have Kinsey Jones joining us talking about her business, Midwest Mama Company.
And our primetime newsmaker this Friday morning brought to you by the Opie Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Opie Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Opie Chicken House. 732, 56 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
From television and stand-up to film and late-night shows, his comedy knows no bounds.
Was the chicken humanely put down?
The iconic George Lopez is coming to Prairie Band Casino and Resort on April 24th.